Welcome to Stork Science World, the podcast that brings you the latest breakthroughs in scientific research. I'm Jamie, and this podcast is produced by Stork, a research productivity software designed to help scientists organize and accelerate their work.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into a fascinating new study that connects two seemingly different conditions, autism spectrum disorder and a rare genetic disorder called myotonic dystrophy. This research could potentially change how we understand the molecular mechanisms behind autism.
That's right, Alex. This groundbreaking research was just published in Nature Neuroscience. The team, led by researchers from multiple institutions, including the University of Nevada, University of Florida, and the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto, has uncovered a molecular link between these two conditions that nobody fully understood before.
So, Jamie, let's start with some background for our listeners. Autism spectrum disorder affects about 1 in 36 children, and more than 95% of them have at least one additional physical or mental health condition. Despite hundreds of genes known to be associated with autism risk, the molecular mechanisms explaining autism and these comorbid conditions have remained pretty elusive.
Exactly. And on the other side of this research is myotonic dystrophy type 1, or DM1, which is a neuromuscular disease caused by a specific genetic mutation, a CTG repeat expansion in the DMPK gene. This mutation is actually pretty common, occurring in about 1 in 2,100 newborns.
And what's really interesting is that previous studies had already noted a connection between these two conditions. People with DM1, especially those with early onset forms, have a higher likelihood of also having autism. But until now, no one really understood why.
Right, and that's where this new research comes in. The team discovered that in DM1, those expanded CTG repeats in the DMPK gene produce RNA molecules that essentially trap or sequester important proteins called muscle-blind-like proteins, or MBNLs for short.
Oh, and these MBNL proteins are super important because they regulate alternative splicing during brain development, right? Alternative splicing is this process where genes can produce different protein variants depending on how the RNA is cut and rejoined.
Exactly. And what the researchers found is that when these MBNL proteins get sequestered, it disrupts the splicing of genes that are known to increase autism risk. They actually showed that about 17 to 25% of the misspliced genes in their DM1 models were autism risk genes, including some really important ones like SCN2A and ANK2.
And Jamie, one of the really cool aspects of this study is how they used multiple approaches to confirm their findings. They looked at human brain tissue from DM1 patients. They created mouse models where they knocked out these MBNL proteins, and they even did cell culture experiments. All of these different approaches pointed to the same conclusion.
That's what makes this study so compelling. And one particularly interesting finding was about these tiny segments of genes called microexons. These are super short exons, just 3 to 30 nucleotides long, that play essential roles in nervous system development. The team found that these microexons were particularly affected by the loss of MBNL proteins.
That's fascinating. And these microexons aren't just any random gene segments. They encode sites for post-translational modifications and help modulate protein-protein interaction networks. So, when they're misspliced, it can have significant downstream effects on brain development and function.
Absolutely. And here's where it gets even more interesting. The researchers didn't just look at the molecular mechanisms. They also examined behavior in their mouse models, and they found that both the DM1 model mice and the mice lacking MBNL2 showed social behavioral deficits and altered responses to novelty, behaviors that are relevant to autism.
So they basically demonstrated the whole pathway from the genetic mutation all the way to the behavioral outcomes. That's pretty comprehensive research.
Exactly, Alex. they've shown that this CTG expansion in the DMPK gene leads to sequestration of MBNL proteins, which then causes missplicing of autism risk genes during brain development, ultimately resulting in autism-like behaviors. It's a complete molecular mechanism.
You know what I find really promising about this research? It opens up new therapeutic possibilities. If we understand that missplicing of these specific genes is causing the autism-related symptoms in DM1, we could potentially develop targeted therapies to correct that splicing.
That's a great point. The paper actually mentions that there's already a drug called Tidglucib that's shown promise in DM1 by reducing the expanded CUG RNA levels and correcting aberrant splicing. And interestingly, clinical trials have shown that it can improve autism symptoms in some DM1 children.
Wow, so there's already some clinical evidence supporting this molecular mechanism. That's really encouraging. And I imagine this research might also help us understand other forms of autism better, not just those associated with DM1.
Absolutely. Understanding one molecular pathway to autism could provide insights into other mechanisms as well. And it highlights how important RNA processing and splicing are for proper brain development and function.
You know, Jamie, I think this study is also a great example of how research on rare genetic disorders can provide unexpected insights into more common conditions. Even though DM1 is relatively rare, the mechanisms they've uncovered could be relevant to understanding autism more broadly.
That's such a good point. Science often progresses that way. Studying edge cases and rare conditions can reveal fundamental biological principles that apply more widely. And this research team brought together experts from multiple fields, molecular biology, neuroscience, behavior, to tackle this complex question.
Well, this has been absolutely fascinating. To recap for our listeners, researchers have discovered that in myotonic dystrophy type 1, a genetic mutation causes the sequestration of important splicing factors called MBNL proteins, which then leads to missplicing of autism risk genes, particularly tiny segments called microexons, ultimately resulting in autism-like behaviors.
And this discovery not only explains the clinical association between DM1 and autism that doctors have observed for years, but also opens up new possibilities for targeted treatments. It's a beautiful example of how understanding the molecular mechanisms of disease can lead to better therapies.
That wraps up today's episode of Stork Science World. If you enjoyed this discussion, please subscribe to our podcast and check out Stork, the research productivity software that helps scientists organize their work and accelerate discoveries like the one we discussed today.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week with another fascinating scientific breakthrough. Until then, stay curious.